Community Creative Center is a nonprofit studio and visual arts organization. Located at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville, the center has offered arts programming to children and adults since 2008. Staff members are hoping to provide more access to art by taking art projects to Northwest Arkansas residents in their new Wheelmobile. The exterior of the custom-designed Winnebago is covered in bright hues of blue, red, and yellow. The interior, which features more neutral tones, is outfitted with potter's wheels. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda toured the mobile pottery studio while it was parked outside Nadine Baum Studios on a rainy April morning, and she gives us this report.
The Community Creative Center served about 4,000 children and adults last year. Executive Director Barbara Putman wants to grow that number, but recognizes distance and transportation can be barriers to accessing the arts.
We couldn't get people from Northwest Arkansas, everybody down after school or, you know, in the evenings, you know, the highway drive and everything. It's like, how can we reach more people? Well, we thought about, we ultimately want to have a studio someplace else, right? In Bentonville, Rogers, Lowell, someplace else. But how can we do that now? We're not quite ready for that. So we thought, well, let's bring the arts to them.
Enter the Wheelmobile. Nicknamed Artie by staff members, the Wheelmobile is a mobile art studio that rolled into town in April in celebration of the center's 10th anniversary. The 33-foot vehicle was designed and produced at the Specialty Vehicle Division of Winnebago Industries in Forest City, Iowa.
They had never done anything like this before. When I called them, they thought that we were teasing them. Really. I mean, they're like, are you punking us? And so when I called back, I called back and I said, you know, it's a go. And they're like, okay.
The custom designed vehicle is equipped with 9 potter's wheels mounted to the floor. When not in use, a wheel's foot pedal can be stored in a holster on the wall that's lined with fabric to keep items from rattling when the vehicle is in transit. Also attached to the wall are small tables that can fold out over the potter's wheels.
On top of each of the wheels, we have a workspace. So if we don't want to do a pottery wheel workshop, we want to do maybe drawing or painting. So we have this flexible art table that lifts up and, hooks in. So isn't that awesome?
One of the major advantages of the Wheelmobile is it comes fully equipped with sinks for cleanup, plenty of storage and art supplies, and none of it has to be unloaded. Participants simply have to board the bus to work on art projects.
We bring our own water. We bring our own power. So we come to your community. We park outside your school or your library. Everything that we bring with, we take with us. So you don't have to supply anything. We bring it here. We bring our teaching artists. Lots of great storage in here.
While the interior is equipped for art projects, there is an opportunity to create art outside the Wheelmobile.
The pottery wheel is not really, is best for kids 8 and up, people 8 and up. So younger kids can't necessarily use the pottery wheel, but we do have, opportunities. So we have the Suddeth patio. So we've got an awning that comes out and we have tables and chairs underneath so that if we want to do some hands-on art, you know, clay, things like that, we can do that for the younger kids.
Donors and a grant from the Walton Family Foundation are helping support this $500,000 project that Community Creative Center Executive Director Barbara Putman hopes will serve 1,000 people annually.
We want to be going year-round. We want to be visiting places and going to schools and youth centers, and we want people to think about team building. So this is a great opportunity, and it's something, you know, the thing about the schools is when it goes and visits a school, there's no bus driver that you have to pay. There's not a lot of time out of school. So the field trip becomes kind of really not really a field trip. And so, safety and, you know, that sort of thing, those issues aren't really as significant when the Wheelmobile comes to visit. So we're really looking forward to seeing kind of what kind of impact we can have in the schools.
Although school will be wrapping up soon for many students, they still will have opportunities to visit the Wheelmobile. June 2nd, for example, the Wheelmobile will be at the Fayetteville Public Library as part of its summer reading kickoff event. If you want to tour the vehicle sooner, the Community Creative Center is hosting an open house from 3:30 to 7 p.m. Thursday at Nadine Baum Studios. More information is available at communitycreativecenter.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.